You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And on my 21st birthday, I engaged in the time-honored American tradition of making bad decisions, specifically trying to do a lot of shots in a college bar. Sound familiar from your own youth? My weapon of choice is the subject of this story by Marketplace's Mark Garrison, a story about branding and taking a liquor known for bad college decisions like mine and trying to make it fancy.
The Up and Up is a New York bar that makes complicated and expensive cocktails. It's the type of place where people talk about their drinks like this.
In the nose, we got dense, herbal aromas. Definitely predominantly is anise. We got some orange in the background.
That's Niels Böse, who runs a bar in Germany. He's drinking a European liqueur, and by the way, he's still talking about it.
Herbal notes, some clove, some cinnamon.
The drink he is going on and on about is Jägermeister. Yes, Jägermeister, the fuel that powered the ship that carried 1,000 drunken bros. It is not something most people expect to find in a high-end cocktail bar like this. Seeing it here is like that feeling when you start to notice that lots of people are suddenly wearing Crocs or drinking coconut water or whatever. It's rarely an accident. Some company has invested major time and money in building that trend. You never see how this kind of thing starts, but right here, you're listening in.
Where Jägermeister really did very well.
It's hard to hear in a noisy bar, but this is where a corporate strategy is executed. The way it works is Jäger hires Böse and others to talk the drink up to a carefully selected group. They're trying to get influential bartenders and drinkers to embrace a story that's about flavor and craft, not shots and pukey frat guys. To understand why, we need to step out of the bar and into the drink's strange history. With a difficult name and an intensely bitter flavor, nobody saw potential for Jägermeister in the American market, except one who knew he had something after a single sip. Everybody he ever worked with knows the story of what he said.
It tastes like money. That was classic Sidney Frank.
Amanda Blanco is marketing VP at Sidney Frank Importing Company. In the 1980s, Frank took a drink for old German men and turned it into a young party drink. Into the young party drink. He single-handedly created a category that the liquor industry now calls challenge shots.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Donna Hood Krecka follows the drinks business for Technomic.
It was one of the first brands that was really built through really no marketing dollars in terms of advertising and commercials and things like that.
Frank hired attractive women, dressed them in skimpy Jaeger outfits, and sent them into bars to pass out shots. It doesn't sound very original now, precisely because the entire liquor industry copied the tactics he invented to make Jägermeister a hit. Ted Wright is CEO of Fizz, a word-of-mouth marketing company. He's a big admirer of what Sidney Frank pulled off with Jägermeister.
I think as far as beverage alcohol in the United States, I think it's probably one of the top five achievements in the last 50 years.
Frank actually has two of those. He also created Grey Goose Vodka basically out of thin air, later selling it to Bacardi for $2 billion. Frank was a colorful and generous billionaire. When he died in 2006 at age 86, obituary writers had a field day highlighting the $24 million bonus he gave his secretary and his extensive collection of homes and private chefs. When he got too old to play golf, he hired professionals to play private matches for him. Since Frank's passing, Jägermeister has had a tough time in America. The drink has been declining for years, falling another 7% in 2014, according to Technomic. Understanding why is obvious if you visit a certain type of bar and know what to look for. We're now in a Philadelphia establishment called simply Irish Pub. On weekends, it draws a young and rowdy crowd. I stopped in on a weeknight to meet up with Americus Reed, who's not a regular. He's a Wharton professor specializing in how brands connect with consumers. We talked with bar manager Sean Stenstrom.
When I first started about 3.5 years ago, we used to sell a lot of Jägermeister. After that, the Fireball craze kicked in.
As Jäger's volume faded, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey doubled to a whopping 3 million cases, taking the lead in the category Jäger invented. That's why the company thinks its old story of shots and parties isn't enough anymore. It's now trying to reach more refined drinkers by playing up its European heritage, complex ingredients, and barrel aging. It's a tale that happens to be true, but it's jarring because it's a very different image than the company has been touting. I asked Reed if he could think of a company that's intentionally telling stories so vastly different to separate audiences.
Those examples are extremely hard to come by, if not impossible, because the hallmark of marketing and branding, if you think, what is branding? Branding is telling a consistent message that resonates to a particular group of consumers that you've defined as your target you're trying to go after. And so no marketer I'm aware of attempts to try to have two different messages to two different groups because it's just too dangerous.
So it's in risky, uncharted territory, breaking cherished rules of marketing. On our way to another bar, the Irish pub manager had something for us.
What do we got here?
This is a chilled Jägermeister shot.
He drops the glasses in front of me and Reed.
I don't want to date you, but roughly how long would you say it's been since you've done a Jägermeister shot?
Ooh, it's probably been about 20 to 23 years.
Okay, cheers, sir.
Cheers. Wow. Yeah, I'm starting to feel confident.
That reaction shows just how powerful Jäger's invented story as a party drink is. It drowns out the true story of its history. The company concedes the challenge of selling Jäger to cocktail nerds and the risk of alienating shot drinkers, but it's pushing forward, another risky bet from a company famous for revolutionizing marketing. Some people think it can pull it off.
People that are influencers in booze, that they've never thought about Jägermeister in this way before, that's going to be interesting. And then when they go to a party and they're using Jägermeister like that, or they're out and they're like, yeah, make me a Negroni with Jägermeister, everybody at the table is going to go, what? That's crazy. And then they get to tell this story.
That's Ted Wright again. He used influencers to spread a brand story when Pabst Blue Ribbon hired him a few years back. The beer went from business disaster to hipster icon in a short time. Wright thinks Jäger's heritage story could be a winner if it gets to the right people.
Influencers are 10% of the population, but drive 90% of all of the sales. I would be psyched about this because you could go do this and you can open up a whole new world.
Americus Reed and I step into the Franklin Bar to meet a real-life influencer, one Jägermeister is courting hard. It's a trend-setting cocktail bar run by Sarah Justice.
Pretty much exclusively focused on cocktails. That's what we've always done.
Jägermeister reps have hit her up multiple times, and they failed. It's not in any of Franklin's signature drinks. She won't even carry it.
What if someone's sitting at our bar and sees it and they're like, oh, let me just do shots of that. And it's like, oh, that's not really what we do here.
That kind of strong feeling underscores Reed's point about just how hard it is to sell to two crowds at once. We wrapped up our market research with a couple non-Jäger cocktails. Donna Hood Krecka, the liquor analyst we heard from earlier, is skeptical too. But she's also riveted by what Jäger's attempting.
It's part of the fabric of the alcohol industry. In a sense, you're rooting for it because it was such a colossal, colossal brand at its height.
Which brings us back to the New York bar where we started, listening in as the Jägermeister troops try to claw that ground back. In fact, the Up and Up's menu now has a cocktail with Jägermeister in it. And it's pretty good. Niels Boza, Jäger's profane and poetic ambassador, ponders the victory as he takes a sip.
It's like an invitation to gaining the trust of a more serious drinker. This kind of drink is an outstretched hand.
Whether enough people take it will determine whether Jägermeister's risky bet will end in the kind of surprise win that made it famous. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.